When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 7th edition. We already had a good Tuesday, lots of fun on the diamond. Nats and D-backs was an interesting one. The A's, the Oakland Athletics, scored 11 runs. Coors started to do Coors things by the end of the night. Dodgers, Grand Rapids Small Park was bonkers. So yeah, tons of offense, as usual. And then Kevin Gausman, filthy, with a capital F. So that was fun as well. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Help you out there in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord with my cheat sheet as well. So come check that out. All the podcasts, everything we tweeted out, help me out. That'd be great. Much appreciated. But let's get cracking on it. 10 games on your Wednesday. Here are your totals starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. White Sox, Yankees, 9. Astros, Blue Jays, 9. Dodgers, Reds, 11. Getting a trend yet? Red Sox, Guardians, 8. Mets, Braves, 9. Orioles, Brewers, 8. Cardinals, Rangers, 9. Giants, Rockies, 11. Cubs, Angels, 9. All but two totals were 9 or higher. That's all you need to know about this slate. We have some decent pitchers. It's not pretty, and they're priced up. It's just a mess all across the board. So let's get looking at them. You got Corbin Burns at 10-2 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Burns hasn't lived up to the 10-2 price tag all season. If you want to go there without Cedric Mullins, knock yourself out. That's fine. If I'm paying up, and it's a big if on this slate, I'm going to go with Max Scherzer, $9,700 at the Atlanta Braves. Mad Max has put up back-to-back 30-point games, 4 straight 20-point games. And if you just look at his overall production since returning from the IL, it's 5 innings or more, 1 run or less. He's given up 3 total runs over the last 4 starts, 5 Ks or more. His last 2 starts, 7 innings, 1 earn in each, 8 or more Ks in each. He's been the Max Scherzer we've come to expect. One of those is in Colorado, by the way. He's going to this Braves team we know is very, very good offensively. That's the tricky part here. 22% K rate, 259 average, 203 ISO. First right-handed pitching over the last 3 weeks for the Braves. But if you're going to pay up at the position, I want Mad Max in Atlanta at $9,700. Now we can slide below 9K, though, and give me some Jonathan Gray. John Gray, $8,900. We just keep riding this train, folks. Price is coming up, though. Up 76 last week, 81, 83. It's the highest he's been in quite some time. Base continues to be filthy. 20-plus points now in 5 straight starts. I talked about it a ton on this show. The adjustments he made on May 8th with the pitch mix, so on and so forth. And it is shown. He's thrown at least 5 innings in each of his last 4 starts, 7 or more in 3, or 5 starts, 7 or more in 4 of the 5. He's given up a total of 3 runs, total of 3 total runs in his last 5 starts, and it's 5 Ks or more in every single start. He's been outstanding. Now he's up against the Cardinals team that they can surprise you from time to time, but they've just been a massive disappointment. 21.5% K rate versus righties over the last 3 weeks, but more importantly, 217 average, 161 ISO. John Gray at $8,900 is a guy I like on this slate quite a bit. Now it gets dicey. Do you want to go Lance Lynn against the Yankees? Giolito was great for 6 innings. The Yankees, you know, Judge just went to the IL and whatnot. You can. It's iffy. Big iffy. Tanner Bibee's been really, really good. He's just not consistently putting up the big numbers. So it's a bit iffy. But if you want to go a little cheaper, Jaime Barria at 7K at home against the Chicago Cubs, since joining the Angels rotation, has been pretty darn solid. Over his last 3 outings, 20 points in 2 out of the 3. The other one was just not good at all. But he only put 1 inning. That was a bullpen start. So his last 2 starts, he's thrown 5 innings in each start, 1 total run, and he struck out 6 in each of those starts, putting up over 20 points at the White Sox against the Boston Red Sox. Now he's home against the Chicago Cubs. And what do the Cubs do a lot, people? They strike out. 28% K rate versus right-handed pitchers over the last 3 weeks with a 199 average and a 148 ISO. So Jaime Barria, who has had problems in the past with walks, will get up the long ball from time to time. He's pitching very, very well right now. So Barria at 7K is definitely a value. The other value I like a ton is going to be Randy Vasquez. He's coming in and he's going to make the start for Nestor Cortez, who's going to the IL with a shoulder issue. Vasquez made a spot start on the 26th against the Padres, 4 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, three walks and six Ks. In the minors, walks were a massive issue from him, but he's got massive strikeout stuff. And the massive strikeout stuff is what is very appealing to me on a 4K price tag. He's facing a White Sox team that is striking out almost 25% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks with a 215 average and a 117 ISO. That really, really gets my attention. The part that really, really stinks is Clark Schmidt couldn't strike any of them out on Tuesday night. That was a bummer. But Vasquez at 4K, I'm willing to take my chances there and see what happens. So recapping the pitchers I'm targeting, I like Max Scherzer at 97. I like John Gray at 89. I like Jaime Barria at 7K. And I like Randy Vasquez at 4K. It is a rough, rough night around the diamond, folks. It's the best way I could put it. And the totals spoke that truly for you, which means we should have a whole lot of offense on this slate.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of offense, let's check him out here. Catcher's position. We're going right back to Great American Small Park. Will Smith let us down at one of the few guys that let us down in Great American Small Park on Tuesday. He gets the lefty Williamson. Smith at 5,500 bucks is a great play on this slate. Some cheaper options, though. Jonah Heim versus Jack Flaherty. Flaherty's been good enough to limit the damage of late, but he still gives up a lot of contact. So Jonah Heim at 46 is in play for you. Cheaper options. Blake Saylo got the day off on Tuesday. I'm just on the monitor because Patrick Bailey kept doing his thing. Sable's 4,100 bucks on this slate. I prefer Bailey, who's 36, and Bailey had a monster game on Tuesday. I don't know how many times I have to keep talking about Patrick Bailey. He is just a great play right now because he's not priced accordingly for the production he has. So Bailey at 36, probably your best value at catcher. And I haven't even scrolled past him yet. Some other options, though. Stevenson of Cincinnati, 3,800 bucks for Syndergaard. We will attack Syndergaard every day and twice on Friday. So that is a good one. Going below 3K, though, you can look at Yainer Diaz. I keep mentioning him. I like Chris Bassett a lot. If Diaz gets a start, though, he's priced down to a very, very nice value. Gabriel Moreno's 2,900 bucks versus Corbin. Corbin has limited the damage, though. He's not the Patrick Corbin of old. I'm waiting for it to show back up. Miguel Amaya of Chicago is 2,400 bucks. He's just the value that I like pretty much every time he's out there. So keep him in mind as well. But it's just play Patrick Bailey or Will Smith. That's the main targets at catcher. First base, Swolhe. He went deep again on Tuesday. 6,200 bucks for Jameson Taillon. That's a good place to be. But Matty Olson in the contrarian play for Scherzer. Don't hate it. I'd rather go down to Freddie Freeman, hit a grand slam for us on Tuesday. He's 5,400 bucks versus Williamson. I kind of want to start with Freeman on this slate. And then you can slide on down. Guys like Anthony Rizzo versus Lance Lynn at 49 is in play. Nathaniel Lowe went deep on Tuesday. He's 47 versus Jack Flaherty. he'd be another guy to look at. Roddy Tellez versus Dean Kramer at 44 could be in play. If you just want to stick to Great American, Spencer Steer is only $4,200 for Syndergaard. I talked a lot about Spencer Steer lately, so that's a dude. That's a really good price tag for Spencer Steer. You got Christian Walker versus the lefty Corbin at 39. That's fine. But Lamont Wade Jr., another monster. The Giants were barely rostered. They're all less than 7% pretty much. It was bonkers to me. Wade was 17. Everybody else was really low. Lamont Wade's only $3,900 for Seabold. That's way too cheap on this slate. So you can go that direction. If you want to fade Randy Vasquez, Andrew Vaughn's 36. I'd rather just pay up for Lamont Wade Jr. or pay down for someone else at the position. You can target Zach Davies if you like. So Joey Meneses is $3,700. There's some other Nats I'd probably rather have than Meneses, but he's in play if you so choose. Some other guys, though, we'll make sure he goes. It's Manuel Rivera. Manuel Rivera of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's $3,100. He put up 19 points on Tuesday. He was 3K. I had him rostered in a couple D-back stacks. He's 3K, or he's $3,100 versus Corbin. He was batting fifth. He's first base, third base. So keep him on your radar. Below 3K for you, though. You got Josh Bell versus Cutter Crawford at 27. I'm not a big Bell fan, but he's a good price tag for what he's doing. You know, 10 points tonight. It's been 10, 7, 16, 7, 10 over his last five. For his price point, that's pretty solid, like really solid. He's $2,700 versus Cutter Crawford. So you could do worse is what I'm trying to tell you. Other guys down here won't be a ton in the grand scheme of things. Maybe Luke Baker, Matt Mervis. I'm not in love with those. I'm hoping, you know, like John Singleton was batting second for the Brewers. He's 2K going against Kramer, but it's been 0-0, 4-5. Like, he's not worth anything pretty much. So I think you're going to pay up at least, you know, $3,500 or higher at first base. Second base, and we got cheap pitching. So you don't have to bargain basement shop, just to bargain basement shop. Second base for you here, you got Semien at 6K is totally fine, but Mookie Betts at 58 versus Williamson is awesome. Same with Jonathan India at 54 versus Syndergaard. I like both of those quite a bit. Thyro Estrada, I told you, he returned on Tuesday, and he beasted out at a big game. The Giants played really well. Estrada had 5K on Wednesday, is very, very playable. Don't mind Ketel Marte versus Corbin at 49. Ozzy Albies in a tournament at 44. I told you how much I liked his price tag on Tuesday. He went to Ding Dong City. Certain matchups, it's more of a price thing based on the position and the matchup. It's just kind of it's game theory in a weird way that works in my head. So does it work all the time? No, not at all. But sometimes it stands out. It stood out on Tuesday. I like him on this one, not as much, because Scherzer is a beast, but Scherzer will give up home runs. So to be contrarian, sure, knock yourself out, but I don't think you need to get that cute type thing. Casey Schmidt was off on Tuesday. He's 3,800 for Seabold. Hopefully he finds his way back in the lineup. Giants are getting healthy, so I'm really curious how they use some of these guys that were playing really, really good for a while. Below Casey, though, Bryce Terang's 3K. I don't really love Bryce Terang. That's not a main target for me. Reyes of Boston's 28. Not in love with it. Kevin Newman's been playing quite a bit for the Reds. He's second base, third base at $2,800. He'd be a cheap piece of the stack if you need it. Monasterio of Milwaukee, second base shortstop, he's $2,500. He'd be another guy you could look at to punt if you so choose, but I'd hope not to be down here. Third base position, you got Devers versus Bybee's fine, but let's go Josh Young at 52 versus Flaherty. Ryan McMahon, I like Webb, so I'm not looking to attack Webb, but McMahon's just beasting out at another decent game on Tuesday. McMahon's $5,100 versus Webb. You can do that if you'd like. Max Muncy at 46 versus Williamson, solid. JD Davis at 45 versus Seabold is very good as well. But here's one of the Washington Nats I don't mind versus Davies. That is Jaime Candelario at $4,000. Big Jaime Candelario fan at 4K. So that's not bad if you don't want to pay up at the position. Into the 3Ks now, you just drop down and down. Josh Donaldson, he was $3,200 yesterday. He went deep. He's $3,200 versus Lynn. He makes for a decent tournament play because he's going to be all or nothing. He's just not cash viable. But in tournaments, I do like Donaldson at $3,200. Mentioned Kevin Newman. He's 28. You can go that direction. Other than that, maybe Oswaldo Cabrera at 26 if you really need desperate for value. But again, like, I'm not in love with these plays. I think there'll be decent value in the outfield, and there will be one here at shortstop that we will talk about shortly. At shortstop, you got Corey Seager at 59, which is a great pay-up spot. Same with Bo Bichette at 54. Both of them just playing great ball right now. Zero problem with those. I feel like I'm just wasting my time talking about all these guys. Matt McClain at 46 in your red stacks is awesome. I like that a ton. Again, feel like I'm wasting my time. Casey Schmidt's 38. That's solid. You could definitely go that direction. B-Craw at $3,300 had a decent game at his price tag, which is very, very nice. Ezekiel Duran at $2,900 is a great value in Texas as they continue to score a boatload of runs night in and night out. That's great. at least this guy got a little bit of a price bump. He was 2K yesterday because he got called up to make his debut. That is Ellie De La Cruz. He's $2,700. He got a bump. That was better than it's been for some other guys recently. De La Cruz hit cleanup, played third base, and hit really well. 112 mile an hour double, couple walks, runs scored, great game, $2,700. He's pretty much a play at short, like Yacht Monasterio at 25. But just by the price point and the talent level of De La Cruz, that's who you're playing unless you're stacking up, you know, some other stuff. But that's your dude. Outfield. Ronald Acuna at 62 is fine for Scherzer. Tonight's the night. Otani at 61 is very good against Taillon. But we love Betts at 58. That's a good spot to start instead of going all the way to the top. You got guys like Yoshida versus Bybee. No, JD Martinez, he went deep again on Tuesday. He's $4,800. He was 5K yesterday, so got a price decrease against Williamson. I like that with JD quite a bit. Going down below the mid fours now. Christian Yelich is playing great. He's $4,600. No one will roster him. It's a good kind of one-off for a tournament type play. Jake Fraley at 45 is outstanding. That's an awesome play. He should be very popular against Noah Syndergaard. And I don't care. That's a good spot. Conforto's back. He's $4,300 for Seabold. That's way too cheap in Coors Field. So that's good. Yastrzemski's back. He's $4,200 for Seabold. That's good. Jock Jams is back. He's $4,100 for Seabold. All too cheap. The one thing I will mention is Jock Jams was pinch hit for with lefty on the mound in like the seventh inning. Austin Slater came in. That's not cool because he actually hits lefties well. So it's the Kapler's going to do Kapler things, especially with guys getting healthy. So just keep that in mind. I feel like Yaz and Conforto are the safer ones, but Jock Jams is still just fine. Just beware. Anything can happen with Kapler. Dalton Varsho went deep on Tuesday. He's $3,900 versus Blanco. That's not a bad value. There will be better values on this slate. As you slide on down, Mitch Haniger at 37, I like quite a bit. He's just hitting the ball very well. I wrote him up at Fantasy Pros recently. I really like what we're seeing from him. But here we go to the value. Taylor Ward leading off for the Angels at $3,200 would be one to look at. If Mickey Moniak's leading off at 34, both are very suitable. Jake McCarthy at 32, he's got 10 stolen bases in his first 10 games back with the D-back tournament. Yeah, you could do worse. Going down below 3K, Ezekiel Duran at 29. I like that value. Like I said, he's shortstop outfield position for the Rangers. Corey Jolks stole two more bags on Tuesday. He's been very, very effective. He's $2,800 versus Bassett. That's not a bad value either. Going down even farther for you now, Corey Dickerson is a good value at $2,500 versus Zach Davies. That'd be another Washington value for you. Lane Thomas, I didn't mention him. He's just fine. Joey Weimer had a walk-off single on Tuesday. He's $2,400 for Steven Kramer. Been talking about Joey quite a bit of late. And then just kind of check your lineups. There's going to be a ton of value. Like maybe DeLuca gets to start for the Dodgers. He's $2,300. Will Benson of Cincinnati. He's $2,300 for Syndergaard. That's not bad. You got Brennan down here for Cleveland. He had three doubles on Tuesday, swinging a really good bat. He gets to face Cutter Crawford. So there are options down here that will really stand out, and I'll try to highlight them on the cheat sheet, or just ask me questions in the Discord, and we'll figure it out for you there. All right, let's recap the pitching. It's like, yeah, Burns hasn't lived up to his price. Webb in Colorado, if you're really like in a multi-entry, I could see that for sure. But my main guys, and same with Bassett, multi-entry, I could see that. My main guys are Scherzer at 97, John Gray at 89 is probably my favorite guy. Then you got Jaime Barría at 7K, and then just pumped away with Randy Vasquez at $4,000. Now, if you're stacking it up here, this Arizona-Washington game is a little tempting. Just keep an eye on that one. I could see Washington being in play yet again. Arizona swinging good bats, but Great American Small Park. Love the Dodgers versus Williamson. Love Cincinnati versus Thor. I prefer the Dodgers, but both just really, really solid spots there. A few others for you. The Coors Field game, of course. Give me all the Giants for Seabold. I'm there over and over again. So there's just a lot of ways to go on this slate. Like those, you could look at a Toronto versus Blanco if you want. The Angels versus Taillon could be sneaky too. But it's mainly like Arizona and Washington, Dodgers and Reds, and Giants and Rockies. Like I'll just eat some Coors Field and Great American Small Park chalk right about now. It's going to be tasty. Very, very tasty. But all right, that'll do it, folks. We'll check out lineups on Wednesday and see where it goes from there. Maybe it'll change things up for us. But until next time, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Hit me up with your questions there. Rate and review the podcast, all the ones I do. And I really, really appreciate it. Check out the written content and much, much more. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 7th edition. I'm out.
start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.